This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The U.S. Department of Justice announced it will send election monitors to watch polls in five counties here in North Carolina on Election Day. It's unclear why the DOJ has taken the step of sending federal observers to this state, but the announcement comes in the same week that the state's NAACP alleges in a federal lawsuit that thousands of people were unlawfully removed from voter rolls in Beaufort, Moore, and Cumberland counties. And President Obama spoke in Chapel Hill yesterday about voter suppression issues here in North Carolina.
What's been going on lately here in this state's been really troubling. A few years ago in North Carolina, Republicans passed a law to make it harder for African Americans to vote. That is not my opinion. Earlier this year, a federal judge said that based on the evidence, those who voted for these laws targeted black voters with, and I'm quoting, surgical precision. It was one of the worst voter suppression laws in the country. Here in North Carolina.
It was President Obama speaking at a rally for Hillary Clinton in Chapel Hill yesterday. Joining me from sister station WFAE in Charlotte is reporter Mike Tomczyk. Michael, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Tell us more about the NAACP lawsuit now that it has filed about these purges from election rolls in North Carolina.
Essentially, what the North Carolina NAACP is saying is that several thousand voters have been removed, it's about 4,500 in just the past couple months. Looking back about 2 years, it's nearly 7,000. The NAACP is arguing that those violate the National Voter Registration Act, essentially saying that that rises to the level of a state purging its voter rolls without waiting the proper amount of time that the law lays out.
And how are these? I mean, I think the process is fairly interesting, as I understand it, the way in which these names were actually removed from the rolls. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a really interesting part of the case, Frank. So the state's argument is that the law doesn't apply, and here's why. The challenges have come from private citizens. This has not been state or counties doing routine maintenance of their voter rolls, which is totally normal. There are only a handful of private citizens who have challenged these thousands of voters' registrations under a state law that allows a private citizen to bring those challenges. What has gotten the NAACP's attention is that the level of these has risen to such a degree that they're arguing there's no difference between these private challenges and what would otherwise be a more systematic state purge.
And most of these have come from one group and in fact, to some degree, one individual. Am I right?
Absolutely. So the Voter Integrity Project is a small group based in Raleigh that's focused on preventing voter fraud, which there's very little evidence of actually occurring. And they have helped trained a couple people, really two people, one in Moore County and one in Cumberland County, who have carried out the vast majority of these challenges. And their training essentially is teaching people how to use data that's available online. And then you just need postage stamp money and you essentially fish by sending out mail to all of these addresses. And whatever comes back undeliverable, that is enough under state law to then start a challenge to whether that voter still lives there. At the hearing in Winston-Salem yesterday at the federal courthouse, the federal judge in this case, Loretta Biggs, made very clear that she has problems with someone having their voter registration revoked based on only undeliverable mail, as opposed to some kind of personal information, which is how this whole idea of private challenges started in North Carolina and many other states decades ago.
And the Justice Department, U.S. Justice Department, has weighed in this case, pointing out that there are other criteria. You can't just use that one. You have to use other means to demonstrate that the voter is no longer there. Am I right?
For the most part, yeah. So the Justice Department, although it's not joined the lawsuit, it has basically filed a statement trying to clarify what federal law says in this, because the state has argued because private citizens are bringing this, this doesn't count as state action. The Justice Department is saying that's incorrect. If you have this size challenges to voters, it does count as state action. And if that's the case, you have to you can't just cut them immediately after they don't respond to mail. You have to wait two federal election cycles to see if they actually go out and vote. Essentially, the Justice Department is saying if you are not giving enough notice and enough time after sending these mailings, then you just cannot be taking these people off the rolls.
Well, and who's the you? It's not these individuals. Ultimately, it does come to a local elections board that makes the decision, which is under state jurisdiction. Am I right?
Exactly. And that's why Judge Biggs said yesterday, look, North Carolina attorneys, your argument that you are not involved here, she said, I cannot understand that. Clearly, the county boards fall under the state, and regardless of whether a private citizen starts the challenge, no one's having their voter registration removed without a county board, which falls under the state, making the decision to do that.
All right. And what do we know about this Department of Justice monitoring the polls in North Carolina? That memo went out yesterday. What do we know about any of the details?
We know very little. One of the counties is a county that's the focus, really, of this NAACP lawsuit, Cumberland County, where Fayetteville is. But the other four are not. It's Forsyth, Mecklenburg, Robeson, and Wake. And that's about it. I mean, there's very little information about why they're coming. The state has said that this is not uncommon. I mean, federal monitors will go out and monitor different spots on Election Day. Past that, we just don't have much information. We've reached out to the state, the Justice Department, and the Mecklenburg County Elections Director, and all three have basically said, you know, what you know is all we can say for now.
All right, getting back to this lawsuit filed by the NAACP against the state for these thousands of names purged from voter rolls, the election's coming up. Any idea when we'll get a decision and what impact it might have on the election?
It could be any second, I mean, in theory. And the impact would be, it would certainly affect how some people potentially are able to vote. Because what we would find out based on what the judge decides to do, if she decides to reinstate some of these folks who were challenged to allow them to vote provisional ballots, then the county board would check them afterwards. We would get to really see how many of these folks are in fact still registered or should still be registered and didn't even know about this process, or how many of those folks really aren't there anymore and the challenge was successful for a reason.
All right. And we might see that anyway if they show up to vote and they are properly or were properly registered and then thrown off, and then there'd be a challenge after the fact. Michael Tomczyk, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Frank.
Michael Tomczyk is a reporter at member station WFAE.